Okay, we are here at the BASF Sustainability Summit. With me is Mike Geske, who is a Missouri corn farmer, and he was on a panel here where we talked about sustainability with stakeholders from all over the food value chain. How important is the sustainability issue for row crop farmers?
It's very important. The demands from the marketplace, the people in the United States and around the world now, they want to know where their food is coming from and whether it is sustainable, how environmentally friendly it's being raised. And so it's very important.
Mm-hmm. And you're on the board of the National Corn Growers Association, and you mentioned the, it was brought up a couple of times today, the Keystone Alliance, which is also involved in the sustainability issue in helping farmers to know how sustainable they are and how they can get, do that better. How do you think that what BASF is doing, what you've seen here today, really compares to what the Keystone Alliance is doing, how it can dovetail with it or work with it?
It was very interesting to see that they were doing something very, very similar to the Keystone Alliance, and to see that their numbers were very similar, you know. So we've got two sources of the same information. The Keystone Alliance, there's at least 50 organizations in that alliance, including environmental groups, to farm commodity groups, to industry, food industry groups. So we've got a broad base. It's really great to see that both of those measures are showing the same results.
You were asked about the naysayers and ethanol, those who keep repeating some outdated research regarding the energy efficiency of ethanol. And I would just like you to repeat your answer.
I think I said that I call those people members of the Flat Earth Ethanol Society because they're denying science, they're denying facts, and I compared it to when we talk about satellites, the newspapers won't report, yes, but some people say the Earth is flat. And that's the same thing as saying that ethanol has a negative energy balance. It simply doesn't. It's not even close. And it's time that everybody realize that that is a fact.
And part of the reason is because some of those studies do not take into account the advances in productivity that corn growers have seen over the last 20 years or more.
That one study, they used yields from the 1960s. They even count solar energy as an energy input. We consider solar energy free. You know, we're just tapping into it. So there's a lot of things wrong with the one study. Actually, there were two studies, but they were done by the same two men, and they used their previous study for references. That study is just wrong. That's just all there is to it.
Now, as you said, really, you just briefly touched on the fact that, you know, we're looking at an environmental disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. The corn growers have kind of stayed out of that and not really used it to toot the ethanol horn, but there are some things to be said about the environmental, you know, sustainability, if you will, of ethanol compared to oil.
It certainly is, you know, and we've tried to keep a low profile because we don't want to be seen as taking advantage of a terrible, terrible disaster. It really is a catastrophe, you know. At the same time, corn farmers are a little frustrated at us because we aren't, you know, because as I said, ethanol is a biodegradable product. A spill of ethanol is not a disaster in any form. I use the example that if we had spilled alcohol in the Gulf, the fish would be putting on party hats because it's drinking alcohol till they mix it with gasoline. You know, so, and not only that, but the greenhouse gas reduction from the burning of ethanol is so much greater than gasoline. It's just it's a good thing for the environment, and it's time for everybody in the public to realize that.
One more thing. How do you feel sometimes, Mike, being, it seems like corn and corn farmers and agriculture in general, but corn specifically, is getting attacked from all sides, from everything you do. How does that make you feel sometimes?
frustrated, very frustrated. You know, we farmers live on our land. It's home. It's where we raise our kids. It's where we drink our water. It's where we breathe our air. and we consider it a clean place, and we're doing everything we can to make it cleaner all the time. We're doing everything we can to use less inputs all the time, and so it's a little frustrating. I think sometimes people just need a hobby, you know, when they attack corn. We've shown great improvement over the last 20 years, and that's going to continue as the technology improves, so does all of the negative aspects improve.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mike. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting from Chicago.